The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's certainly on my mind that we're in this so-called holiday season, and which is, for many people, can be nice. For many people, it's often very challenging as well. And one of the things to so what does the practice have to offer us in these kinds of times? And one of the really important qualities is equanimity, and with equanimity, it's easier to maintain our wisdom. It's easier to maintain our compassion, our love, our friendliness. Equanimity is really like keeping the heart open, balanced, so that some of the good qualities we have are available. And one of the many ways of supporting, cultivating equanimity, but I wanted to mention one that comes directly out of meditation practice, and that is be very careful not to automatically get involved in your thoughts. Generally, people lose their equanimity when there's some kind of idea, some kind of projection into the future. This means that something's going to happen. Some memory of what happened in the past, and this, you know, it's usually some kind of world of thoughts. And as we get more involved in this inner world of our thinking in relationship to where we're at, it's more likely that we're going to get triggered into emotions and feelings and attitudes which maybe are the opposite of equanimity. So when we sit and meditate, it's a great laboratory to learn how we do get involved in our thinking. Just noticing that is a great thing to do, and because most people don't know how involved they are. And so to just say, oh yeah, I'm thinking a lot, I keep getting pulled in, and I get certain thoughts, particular themes come up, and I get kind of off and running with those. So to kind of notice how we get involved, and then see if you can learn to step back, step away, or leave it alone. You might not be able to stop thinking what you're thinking, but there is, sometimes you can let go, but it is possible to kind of step back, have an overview of it, not pick it up, just let it be there, float by. Don't identify with it. Don't assume that because you're thinking it, you have to keep thinking it. Don't assume that because you're having a thought, that you have to kind of, you know, get swept away with it, or go down that road is one expression people use. I'm not going to go down that road. On their thinking, and to learn to in meditation, learn how not to get involved in your thoughts, not to get entangled with them, not be for or against them. The thoughts can just come through as they do. You learn it in meditation, then you get a feeling of what that's like, and then in social situations, you kind of hopefully are familiar with what that's like, and you can notice, stay present enough to notice what goes on in your thinking in the social situation. If you don't notice, then it's easy to get swept away. But if you can stay present, it's easier to be equanimous, easier not to kind of be pulled into those thoughts or believe them automatically or have them get the upper hand. And so it's a way of keeping the heart open, keeping the eyes open, keeping the mind open, staying present for what is without being pushed around by what is, without being swept away by what is. So as you're sitting here today and walking meditation here today, you might give some particular attention to how not getting caught up in your thoughts, how letting go of them, letting them be, stepping back from them, whatever works for you, helps you to be more equanimous, helps you not to get wrapped up by whatever is going on. So in any case, I hope you enjoy this morning. Thank you.